I chase.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast. I am your host, Chris. That's my name, aka Real Manulit, aka Manulit, aka BBC. Joined here today with our boy, our other host.
Yo, it's your boy.
The man, the myth, Lenny. The legend, El Feezy, aka Leo the Firm, aka Lefty, aka never missed the last 3-pointer shot, aka BBC.
Mr. 3P. No, I'm just kidding. What up? What's going on, Chris? How you been? It's been a minute. Love being here with you.
It has been a minute, sir. Yeah, man. Nothing much be going on over here. But how's your week?
Pretty good. So I've been dog sitting this past weekend with Jez, and you know, we like to think of it as going to our
Airbnb.
Airbnb. Thank you very much. Our Airbnb, a home away from home. And the dog that we dog sit for has diabetes. So we, one would think it's really hard to take care of the dog with diabetes. Cause like, if you think of an adult or a kid or something with diabetes, you think about like the blood sugar checks, the feeding, the insulin. Yes, all of that applies to this dog, but this dog is so chill. He, like, once it hits 6 p.m. or 6 a.m., he knows where to sit down. He knows where to lie. He, like, stays still for the pricks, and then he knows as soon as it's done, he's, like, ready. He's, like, at the bowl already.
We love a dog that knows the routine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's so good. And he's, like, his name is Chase, like Paw Patrol.
Nice. But
he wasn't named after the Paw Patrol character. He's obviously. He's pretty old.
He's older than Paw Patrol.
He's like 10 years old. Yeah.
He's the original Chase.
I was going to say, Chase from Paw Patrol was named after him.
He's more like Chase Matthews.
That's how cool the dog is. Chase Matthews. Zoe 101.
Ooh.
Another kind of girl.
Dude. Oh my gosh. Speaking of intros to old TV shows. Dude, I've been listening to the Hannah Montana transition that we've been using over and over again today.
That's too funny. Jez was wondering like what song that we wanted for the transition, and I was like, the Hannah Montana transition, and she's like, what is that one again?
Oh,
and I played
God.
It first.
Like,
I had to sing it. Bring out the guitar for it too.
Yeah. get the strum on.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But anything yeah, back to week? The weekend. That's pretty much it. I want to say, went to church as usual on Sunday, and going to church reminded me that Ash Wednesday / Lent is coming up, so I have to think about like what I want to give up for Lent. And then it also reminded me that Jez's birthday and Valentine's Day are coming up soon, so I gotta prep and plan for that.
Oh God, don't remind me. I just paid off my credit card, and I'm like, dude, Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Sheesh, and it is a money grabber.
Yeah, me and Autumn are just on the side of, this is a corporate holiday. We know that we love each other. We don't need this day to prove it. But we're also like, we need to save money, dude.
Oh, I feel that.
We've been wanting to go on some more trips later in this year. So we're like, oh, we should probably start saving now for those.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say Valentine's Day talk for the next podcast, and it's closer. So I'm gonna hold the question that I want to ask you right now.
You know what? I think when this releases, it'll be way past Valentine's Day, so we might as well.
Okay, sure. I was gonna ask, what's your favorite gift to give for Valentine's Day, or like favorite activity to do on Valentine's Day?
Ooh, my favorite activity to do on, doesn't matter what day it is, like if it's a birthday or Valentine's Day or Christmas, I like giving flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Giving flowers is my go-to. At one point, Watanabe Floral had me on, like, constantly on there. On the thing. Shout out to Watanabe Floral. If you guys want to go ahead and sponsor the pod,
shout out, hit me up, man.
Shout out, Judy. Shout out to Uncle Sam Choi. District 33 and I.
Sam Kong?
Sam Kong. My boy, oh, Sam. Yeah. Uncle Sam. Sam Choi. I don't know.
Made my, what did he make? My corsage? Yeah.
He made all of my corsages. Every last one of my corsages were made by that man. I went to 8 proms in high school.
Okay, 8 proms, sir?
Sorry. It's all more right, like I spent too much money on that. Mm-hmm. I just saw, whoever edits this video, insert the clip I have of, you must have been a player in high school, huh? And it's like fat Ryan Reynolds from that one movie. He's like, and I swear. By the moon.
And I swear, by the moon and the stars in the sky.
Yeah, they need to put that clip in because I don't know what clip you're talking about.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I'll put it. We'll put it in. That's so funny. Anything else?
Let's see. Well, back to the Valentine's Day thing. I think my favorite thing that we've done so far is we make our own pizza. And flowers, you know. Flowers, you gotta throw that in there.
The pizza is interesting because you guys both have to put something into it, you know?
Right, yeah. And it tastes amazing afterwards.
Yeah, you get to eat the end product. Mm-hmm. That's the best part. Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Clip that.
Whether than that, job's been treating you well so far?
Yeah. Speaking of jobs, today was something exciting that happened. So, what happened? Oh, we get a call from the ER that a kid, a 20-month-old kid, was choking on a peanut.
Oh, my God.
And so it was like emergent surgery because this kid could possibly like aspirate the peanut. It could be like dislodged and he can just like choke, like not breathe at all. Mm-hmm. So I basically like watched the OR, like I was in the OR watching the procedure and just watching like the scope go in and like opening up the mouth and like putting the scope and then retracting and grabbing the peanut out. I was like, oh, and then taking it out and seeing it in full size, it's like, I don't know if you can see it. It's like that big.
Shout out to Rock Nation, small. Boy. Shout out to Illuminati. Nah. Rock Nation, guys.
I'm not throwing up a gang sign. Please don't come after me.
Oh, shit.
I promise.
What? We're not affiliated with that kind of stuff, just so you know. Jeez.
Yeah, what about you? How's your week been, sir?
My week has been fucking... Since the last time we recorded, terrible, man. After we finished the last recording, I went to work, and I felt not 100%. I just like had like a cough that I usually don't have. That's not a smoker's cough. So I'm like, dang, I like...
Like a vapor's cough.
Yeah, not a vapor's cough. Yeah, it was like... I don't know what it was. Maybe it was like a drinking too much Coke cough.
COPD.
Yeah. It's a COF cough. More of a Corinna cough.
I like that. Thank you.
But no, yeah, it was like the first day it was kind of bad. Second day it got a little worse. Third day was my last day working. Was my third day working in that week, and I was like, fuck, I cannot handle this anymore. By the fourth day I had to call out because I was having really bad like breathing issues, and fourth day I was bedridden all day, NyQuil'd up,
sick, bro,
Aleve'd up, triple blanketed up, ice pad on my head up, everything up except me. Bars. I was down.
Bars. but the other thing down there was up, you know what I mean?
Huh? Yeah, always up. Like Drake's last leak. Oh my God. Drake's piece got leaked today. Breaking news.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'm about to...
Insert clip of what they said it looks like.
Searching it up right now.
Not even. Remember when Big Sean's piece got leaked? Because he put it on top of a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Dude, that guy is
popular. Hey, Big Sean.
Shout out Ariana.
Boy, how big is you? Oh, man.
Funny. Oh, shit. My head just died.
You good?
Back on.
But yeah, I was, after I got over the sickness, which was terrible, I was shaking in my sleep, man. My mom said that when she heard me, I was punching my pillow in my sleep because I was like, it's so cold. Fuck? Yeah, man. Bro, and I talked to Autumn about it, and I was like, hey, when I'm sick, do I, like, grunt in my sleep? She's like, yeah, you grunt and moan in your sleep, and you move around constantly. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, for someone so sick, you're so energetic in your sleep. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you toss and you turn, and you move your feet, and you're flitting around all the time, but I don't know. And I'm like, maybe I'm cold. I don't know how else to describe that.
But, you know why? Because fighting the virus is 24/7.
Shit. Fuck. What? Shout out to our healthcare workers.
You ain't gonna catch me while I'm asleep, fucker.
What? You fucking guy. Yeah, but I also started editing our second episode. So if you guys are seeing the second episode or this episode after the second episode, shout out to you. And holy crap, it is difficult editing a podcast.
Yeah, tell me about it. I don't edit, so shout out to editors out there who put in the work, who grind, man.
That's a whole other job.
Shout out to you, Jez.
Don't get me wrong. I've edited a good amount of content. I've had two vlog channels. This is my third podcast that I've been a part of.
Okay, so it's experience?
Yeah, I have a good amount of experience when it comes to editing, so... Man, this long form stuff is no joke, dude. I've edited for a good 3 hours now, and I've gotten about 20 minutes into the podcast.
Sheesh.
Maybe 4 hours in now, yeah. And shows
the dedication to the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, give this man a round of applause.
We have a... Can we actually get...
Soundboard.
Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to everybody.
And the Oscar goes to Christopher Rene Manuel.
I'd like to thank the Academy. YouTube University. But yeah, it's great. Editing is so much fun because I get to see how many like pauses are in the clip. Like how long we just like wait for one of us to talk.
Well, because it's like delayed and stuff.
Yeah. Or like you'll say something right after, like immediately after, as if like you didn't even wait for me to finish a sentence when I'm editing it. And I'm like, dang, how did he know? But it's just how like it like chops up. Yeah, exactly. But like that. Literally just like that. It's so weird. But other than that, man, my week has been solid. I watched this new anime called Kill la Kill. If you like fan service, it is a great show.
Sucking that up right now, saving it into my watch list.
It's wild how bad. You know what's funny too? Autumn is the one that recommended it to me. She's like, the story is so good. And then I'm like, these are teenagers in lingerie, ma'am. And she's like, no, it's a good story. Okay.
They're not really like packing, you know, but they're. I see the fan service. Okay. Get sir. Wait, your microphone. Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay. Studs done is a habit.
I've been editing and I'm like, dude, I can't keep my eyes on the camera.
Are those blue light or no?
No, these are just regular sunglasses.
To block the haters out.
I'm just too busy blocking out the haters. But yeah, it's been a week. We're going to hit this new week hard. I lost a lot of weight while being sick, so I'm like
hard.
I've been really trying to like get back into shape. Especially like at work too. Bro. Eh, whatever.
You look good. What's that? Don't tell me that. Is it the sick diet?
Don't tell me that. No, because every time I do lose weight, my sister's like, dude, you look skinnier. I'm like, okay, cool. I can let off now. I can go eat some food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bro, it's Chris, I didn't want to say anything, but shit. You're
looking kind of bad, dude.
You let it go, bro.
You dropped the ball.
You're looking like Buddha, bro.
Dude, the worst... Dog, I think is I used the same insult on you too many times, and then you finally came back with the right one. It's the insult that you gave. I was like, okay, stick from a bug's life, and you're like, okay, caterpillar from a bug's life. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that is a memory trip, bro.
that was the best comeback you could have made, but it was because I used that on you like 4 or 5 times already in different occasions.
You gave me time.
Yeah. You gotta let it develop, you know?
It was, you know, you gotta preheat and then you gotta set it in the oven for 5 hours and then boom, fucking made
John 365
roast. Caterpillar roast.
Caterpillar roast?
Ooh, get it? Roast? Caterpillar roast?
Good one.
And that's why we're best friends, because we're stick and butt and caterpillar. Good one, Anak. Thank you, cool, yeah.
But yeah, that was my week, man. No complaints here. Solid week.
Okay, Roger.
You want to hit the transition real quick?
Oh yeah.
We still have it. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, we should. Oh
yeah. All right, so Elfeezy over here did the topics this week, guys. He is actually really good at doing the topics, so we're probably going to give him the handles on that for a while. The first one Grammys. The Grammys just happened recently. A lot of things happened at the Grammys that people aren't really talking too much about. First one being Taylor Swift got her fourth album of the year. Is that consecutive or is that just overtime?
Not one, not two, not three, but albums.
Four Grammys. Wait, so did she get that like consecutively, or did she get that like over a course of like six years?
Just over her lifetime, she's gotten 4 albums of the year. And the reason why I wanted to touch up on this is because, remember, on our first episode, we were talking about how who in this current era or this current like time is closely similar to the stardom of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And stupid me, I didn't even consider women in picking it. So I'm sorry, women out there. I'm sorry, my fiance. You raised me better.
My fiance.
I love you, mom, auntie.
My fiance. What's your name again? Jazz.
Josiah Morales Valencia for me. Oh,
jeez. Carmen Elizabeth Dorita Albota Guarapa Cortez.
Spike it.
Yep.
But anyways, yeah, I would say that Taylor Swift is the closest to being that Michael Jackson stardom level, because like, one, she's got her own like posse, Swifties, right? Mm-hmm. And they are fucking everywhere, dude. Like, you can hear their songs, you can see them like dancing. They're like ranging from 1 month old to fucking 90 years old. They are fucking crazy, dude. Like, you talk shit about Taylor Swift, they will come at you. It is scary.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with any Swifties out there. I don't identify with you, but I do respect you. But if you guys do want to come on and join over onto the pod, you guys are welcome.
Come on down.
Swifties love Filipinos, and Filipinos love Swifties. So. Mm-hmm.
And then touching back to what we were talking about, I think the last week, about the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. Taylor Swift has been in almost every Sunday football game, or every Chiefs game that she's at, because they want to show her. NFL wants to monopolize, or I guess monetize off of her appearance. And then they're even talking about if she's going to make it to the Super Bowl because she's got a concert in Tokyo. Like
we had a whole segment on that.
Like, bro, Michael Swift, Taylor Michael Jackson Swift.
Michael Swift, Michael Scott.
Michael O'Malley.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy because like I've seen stuff about Taylor Swift and she's like her concerts in LA, she did 5 nights and she upped the GOP of California by like 3 million.
Damn.
She altered their economy because she brought in truckers. She brought in people from out of town to come see the concert. Their hotels mm-hmm. went up. Like everything went up within that like 3 week span that she had shows in the weekend.
That's crazy. Invest in Swift. And Swift we trust.
That's nuts. I just honestly, shout out Taylor Swift. Let's leave it at that.
She holds so much power.
Now back to the Grammys. This is more for me, any other hip hop fans out there. There was a humongous upset again. More on the level, not so much on the level of like Macklemore and Kendrick Lamar, but mm-hmm. very similar. This guy, he's a older rapper. He's been in the game for a very long time. His name is Killer Mike. He made a project and it flew under the radar on everybody. Nobody ever listened to this album. Some people never even heard of him before he won, but he won all three categories that hip hop had. And in these categories, there was Drake and 21 Savage's album on all three nominations. There was Travis Scott's Utopia, which was like his comeback after everything when he lost, after he like had that tragic thing happen. Cardi. Yeah. Well, who else? Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice was on there for a nomination too. Like a really good, like well-known people, you know?
Yeah, those songs viral, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So like for him to win, it was, and like clean sweep across the Grammys.
Crazy.
He won every category. It's wild.
What are your thoughts? Like, do you think it was rightfully so or...
I think there's something going on. It's a conspiracy. I got my glasses on for this. It's a conspiracy.
I knew that because why you put it on. About to get real manulit.
Because one, they didn't even televise him accepting the Grammy nomination or the Grammy Awards, right?
Oh,
every time that they had the announcement of the award winning, it wasn't on a televised segment. Two, they arrested him for a misdemeanor the night of the Grammys at the Grammy Awards. So something was going on there. And three, which also leads us into our last topic, Jay-Z, when he did his speech at the Grammys, he was nominated for like the Dr. Dre Life Achievement Award or something like that on his impact on the awards. Jay-Z was like, he was saying, some of you guys might get robbed tonight. Some of you guys will get robbed. And everybody was like hush silent. Yeah. And I was like, dang, this is so weird. This is widowly so weird.
Widowly 4 years old.
Widowly so easy.
Oh, that's crazy. Illuminati confirmed?
Illuminati semi confirmed because Jay-Z's daughter looks like him.
Oh wow. that sound effects from what's it called? Mystery Files, or what is it called?
Forensic. I was gonna say Forensic Files.
X Files.
Thank you. Shout out X Files. I'll answer the clip. The next topic, you can go X-Force. Ahead and do this one.
What is this one? Okay, so I wanted this podcast to kind of have a Filipino theme since we are a Filipino podcast, or we are both Filipino Americans. Shout out. Two Pinos in a pod. Oh, what the?
Hey. And that was cool. I don't know how we did that, but.
How did we do that? Did you press something?
I didn't press a thing, brother.
I didn't.
You saw my hands the whole time.
Is someone out there? What the fuck? That trip.
That was wild.
Okay. But anyways, two Pinos in a pod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. So one of the topics that I want to talk about was Filipino superstitions that we grew up listening to from our parents and folks and friends and all that stuff. So, Chris, how about you start with one that...
Let's see here. So one of the superstitions that I knew
growing up, for sure. I don't know if this is like a well-known thing in the Philippines. Maybe it's just a provincial situation. But if you whistle during the day, you're calling for the wind to come. You know?
I've heard that.
So every time it was like dead ass, like no wind, cool day, my mom would be whistling on the like lanai and wind would just come out of nowhere. I'm like, dang, you really are calling it, huh?
Okay. Aang? Airbender?
Airbender? Auntie Aang?
Okay, that's a good one. Okay. I just had a random thought of like trying to pretend like we're looking at each other again.
Go.
Okay, I'll look right here. One of the superstitions that I grew up listening to or really trusted was if you point your feet towards the door when you're sleeping, you're like inviting spirits to come into your room. And so I was so paranoid. I don't like ghosts. And so even when my bed was positioned to where I would be like pointing my feet towards the door, I would flip the other way so that my head is pointing towards the door. Or like my feet would be bent in a like a 90 degree angle so that it's not facing the door. And so my knees, my joints would be so sore the morning after.
Oh, just because you didn't want to sleep with your feet towards the door?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Is that stupid?
I mean, that's definitely what we believe.
Yeah.
And I kind of gave up on that one because my feet face the door pretty much every night now. But, you know, sometimes you just want to invite the demons in. Shout out the demons. The next one that I read was the moth in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You have no idea. Sometimes it frightens me how big the moths are that come, man. Like, bigger than my face. I'm not even exaggerating. There was one this
big.
Damn,
your face is kind of big, bro.
I got kind of a big face. Big face Rolly. But yeah, it's like every night. When you walk out the house, like it's on the screen door. And I'm like, dog, wow. I need to get out. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm like, excuse me, sir. I'm not sure who you are, but I need to get to my car.
Try to avoid the moth at all times. Go like the long way around.
Yeah. Excuse me. Sorry, party. Go out the window.
Yeah. And then you turn your head and it's gone. It's like, holy shit, where did it go?
What is this superstition of like cutting your nails at nighttime? Why can't we do that?
So I was told that cutting your nails at nighttime cuts away like years off of your life. And then I looked it up too, and apparently cutting nails at night, it like brings bad luck.
Okay.
But I always believed, like I said, it's believed that you won't be able to attend your parents' deathbeds if you cut your nails at night. Sheesh, that one's worse than what I was.
Jeez. Growing up. Severe, just for hygiene. I can't see my parents' death.
But yeah, I grew up thinking that I wasn't gonna live as long because I was cutting my nails at night.
That's wild.
And I'm already a lefty.
Nowadays I only cut my nails at nighttime, like after I get out the shower.
Shit, sorry Chris. You just minus 5 years that one day.
Just disappear.
Fade.
Oh man, I can't wait to edit that. what's another one here? You had a bunch on here.
Okay, so one of them was this one I believe because my mom always told me to never do this, and she said to never sing while cooking.
Why is
and
that?
You know me, I like to cook and then I like to sing just to like
I like a know, hum a tune. You know,
don't jam to the music that I'm playing while cooking. Yeah, fun, relaxing time.
Play a tune.
Jam on. What song was I listening to the other day? You got me jealous. Oh, Maoli, shout out.
Shout out, Maoli.
I see you wrapped in his arms. You had him chasing the star.
All right, copyrighted.
Okay. Yeah. We got to do this whole podcast again.
I know.
But yeah, so the reason why or the The superstition behind it is that if you sing while cooking, you're going to marry an old lady. And so every time I'd be singing, my mom would be like, "Okinenums, why are you singing while you're cooking? You know you're going to marry an old lady."
Oh, I was like, how gosh. Old?
Like, are we talking like MILFy status? Or
like 10 years older? 25 years older?
2 to 3 years older? And she's like, no, like your nanai, like your grandma old.
Ooh. Like,
does she have plenty of money though?
I always wondered how that goes if like you do how end up with like an older insurance? Person.
No, just kidding.
Is she retired already or she on Social Security or what?
But yeah, I was like, I was terrified because I was like, fuck, I don't want to marry an old lady.
Yeah, before you met Jazz, you were a wreck, bro. You're like, I need to find somebody quick.
I was like, shit, even though I'm singing, I still not gonna find one person.
I know, you're just singing every time you cook at that point. Yeah, like, here goes my baby.
Just I know, I should have been looking at the senior living homes if that's the case.
You know dude, they'd be in there. Yeah. They'd be some rabbits.
Statistically, you know, I think senior citizens are one of the more sexually active age groups.
Yeah, for sure. They are in there doing their thing. Another superstition might be the last one. Okay, if you drop a spoon, a female is coming into your life. If you drop a fork, a male is coming. You just see people just dropping handfuls of spoons.
Oops. Sorry. Where's my man?
Gotta wash these again.
To all my single people out there, remember, carry the utensil of the opposite sex that you are wanting.
I know. You drop it. Right, I drop a bunch of forks.
You drop it right in front of them and be like, and they'll be like, oh, here's your fork.
You want to fork me?
Here's your spoon.
You want a spoon later? Spoon
me? You want a spoon?
Oh, God. Filipino superstitions are, like, interesting, but there's so much, like, yeah, I got to know why this came about, you know? Because if this is, like, one day, like, somebody's saying, oh, you dropped your spoon, so, female's coming, and they just, like, let that happen over generations, I'm like, well then,
shit. Well, I gotta wash all these utensils afterwards. Like, goddamn, can we stop? Yeah.
I'm gonna drop them in the dishwasher. Oh, it's another superstition. Yeah, we don't use the dishwasher.
Shit. Yeah, that's. You mean the dryer?
You mean the rack? The rack under the sink.
Okay. Shall we call that a day for the superstition, Ed?
You got any more?
I think that are like really interesting, so skip it.
Coral. So I
amazing, great.
On our trailer, I left in like after everything
I
was like,
I heard.
Cool. And I was like, hey man, I needed the length for the trailer, so I kept it in.
Oh, did you? It had to meet like a certain.
Yeah, like it had to be like a 35-second mark, and I was like, might as well.
Okay, next topic is, name something from your memory about like what it's like growing up in a Filipino household, or what it was like being raised in Hawaii, and what you can remember that's like different from someone who's. Been growing up and living in, I was going to say United States, but Hawaii is part of the United States, but in the mainland.
Ooh. Okay, we'll do and the first question.
I can start it off if you want. One of the memories. Okay.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I want us to answer the first question first, though, and then the second.
Okay. First question, what it was like being raised in a Filipino household. So, I don't quite remember this, but I do remember the house. And one of the things my mom told me was that back in the day when it was just me and my brother who were, still alive or not still alive, but born.
Still alive. Jeez.
So I think we were like 3 years old, 2 years old. So pretty young. But my mom said that we, we could only, if we lived in one room of a house of another relative, and that was the only thing that we can afford was to rent out one room in a house already owned by a relative. So I thought that was kind of crazy how it's just like four people, me and my brother, 2 or 3 years old, and my mom and my dad, all in just one small room. So that just tells me about how my mom and dad transitioned from the Philippines and the struggle of like coming to America and where they started off at. And then it made me, I guess, what do you call that? Like, I'm trying to think of the word.
Adapt.
Acclimate. Respect.
Oh. Admire.
Admire, astonished, amazed by how far my parents have come. So just another appreciation there. Appreciate. Mm. That's the fucking word I was looking
appreciate.
For.
Appreciate. That's so funny. You know what? I have like a tidbit. I know you didn't ask for a donation, but here's my 2 cents. my buddy was like, when I worked in Vegas, I had a buddy of mine. He was Filipino, but he was also a mix of a lot of other things. And he was like, you know what? Mexicans would say that Filipinos are the Mexicans of Asia. And I was like, that's kind of messed up. I thought we were the black people of Asia, but all right. And he was like, no, because you guys work crazy. You guys live with all of your family under the same house. And all you guys do is spend time with each other. And I'm like, damn, that's very true. But... like, I don't know, because
in a lot of ways we are related to the Mexicans.
Yeah, we are invaded by Spaniards.
We're cousins.
we were the victims.
Don't say we're stepbrothers. Oh yeah, victims.
The easy step, sis.
I'm stuck. Help me.
I'm stuck, step bro. But yeah, he was just saying that, like, yeah, we were very similar to them. But I also feel like generations of a family or multiple branches of a family living under one roof is very common in the Philippines, but becoming more and more common here in America, as well as here specifically in Hawaii, because of how expensive everything is. But in the Philippines, yep, it's like you buy land, your whole family lives on that plot of land, you know. You build a house out on that land big enough to house everybody.
Yep.
So
speaking about, like, in Hawaii with, you know, multi-family homes, that's why if you go to like Waipahu, Ewa Beach, like, or pretty much anywhere on the west side, you see how packed the streets are, because each home probably has, I don't know, maybe like two families, but then that family has like teenagers or adults, and that's already like, I don't know, 4 or 5 cars, and so there's no room to park in the house, so you got to park on the street. That's why it's so crowded.
Dude, the house across the street from me right now, they sold. It was two families living under that roof. It was the mom and the dad, the son, and the son's family, right?
Dang. Mm-hmm.
They moved out. And now when I'm hearing from the real estate agent that, like, sold the house, it's like, yeah, 17 family home in this house. And I'm like, 17 family, 17 family members. Like, 17 family members, but all under the same roof. I'm like, damn. And now it looks like a fucking 4Runner exhibit outside, because there's just 4Runners outside the house all the way down the block. And I'm like, damn, I gotta join the crew. I gotta buy a 4Runner now too.
Is that the dealership over there?
I know, bro. Nice 4Runners too. All black 4Runner, big ass AMW wheels.
It's like a one way road there, probably, huh?
Dog, you've seen my road. It's it's pretty tight.
That's you. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame, but it's also, that's where most of our, like, our memories with our families come from, because we all go to that one house where most of the people are from, and then we all party there. We all spend the night, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me, for like birthday celebrations, we would have fat parties at the house. And by fat, I mean like over 50 plus people.
Your guys' house was perfect for that.
This is like back in the Waipahu house, I mean.
Oh,
like,
okay, holy yeah,
shit. Like, you got tables lined with the food, with like the buffet line.
The karaoke right next to it.
You got a karaoke machine. You got like rows of chairs out there, and you got people hanging out outside. You got kids running around. Holy shit. It was like we're in the Philippines.
Dang, it was crazy. I don't know if I want to put this clip on here, but there's a video I took on my Snapchat. So follow me on Snapchat. There was a video I took, and it was Autumn at the dinner table at my family's house. And she's just like sitting there, calm as she could be, just watching everything like happening. And I'm like panoraming around the whole place. And I see on one end is like my cousin singing her heart out while eating Popeyes and like pouring gravy on top of her food. And then pan a little bit more, it's my auntie singing a song full blast on this like small speaker that's on the table with a mic. And then like my two, like my cousin and my mom and my auntie behind her on the steps dancing as the background dancers for her singing. God, and then it's like me and my cousin taking shots at the other end of the table. And I'm like, dang, this is pretty much what it means like to be home.
Yeah, talk about different phases of a Filipino party. Shit.
Dude, that wasn't even a party, bro. That was just us settling down after going shopping. Like, we came home from Divisoria, and we sat there, and we just started singing and drinking and eating Popeyes. It was great.
Damn.
We gotta go. We gotta go to the Philippines.
I'm down, man. Remember what we said in episode one?
What?
Can't be for one of our weddings.
It can't be for one of our weddings for sure, but it could definitely be for one of our summer vacations, you know? Maybe a winter vacation. Maybe we spend, like, November there.
Ooh, that's like that would be to winter perfect. Time, huh?
Yeah, and it's like already Christmas. Anytime after September, we're good. I'm so down. What was the question?
Fun. Growing up in a Filipino household, what it was like being
for me specifically, because I was like a single mom family household. We didn't really have that much of like a Filipino experience. Like I went home for the Philippines very frequently as a kid. So like I experienced like being around Filipino families, but I didn't have it like in my home base, you know, because it was just like us family. Like we went to Filipino parties, but it was mostly just like, oh, we know this person, my mom's friend from work kind. And like we were invited to their family event. We would go there. My sister would grab some
food and then leave after.
The thing is that my mom treated us like talent. Like she was a talent agency when we were kids. So like my mom would bring a CD of like songs that I knew a dance to, and then my sister for sure 95 and above on a karaoke song. Dude. So regardless, she was like, oh yeah, we'll come, I'll bring my daughter. 20 minutes in, after I'm like playing on my Game Boy SP, she calls me up. She's like, come on, we have to go. I was like, mom, are we going home? She's like, no, just dance real quick. In sync, huh? In sync, huh? Nah, come on, nah.
Come on, okay, enough. We're not gonna go home if you don't sing.
You're not gonna get booed if you don't dance.
Want me to bat with you? Just sing already. Come on.
But because of that, and I honestly can't dance the way I used to. I now I'm like, what Frank Sinatra songs can I sing? Just to get my brownie points up with my Filipino crowd.
That's too fun. I did it
my way.
Classic. That classic song plays every single time.
Yeah, for sure. I play that song because I'm in charge of the stereo at work. And so whenever like my older Filipino guys come in and they like have to do some stuff on the floor, I'm like, I'll play some Frank Sinatra for you guys. Okay, man. I can only play like Drake for so many days in a row.
Well, I think for your birthday, you played some Nicki Minaj too, right?
Oh, yeah. Super Bass. Yeah. Did you see the Snapchats of that? Did you see the IG stories of that?
Yeah, I did.
I did not.
Saw it on our friends. Oh, shit. Do you even remember that night, sir?
I remembered just fine.
You had to work the day after.
Yeah, I did. But you know what? I went to work the day after to a potluck for me, so I'm not even complaining.
True. Okay.
Okay, what was it like being raised in Hawaii, sir?
Actually, you know what? We could call that an end for the topic. What do you think?
I'm cool with that.
Okay, okay. Cool.
All right, this or that, speed round edition. This is how we're going to do it. I'm going to say one, and then I'll pick it, and then you pick it. Then you say the next one, you pick it, I pick it, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Are we going to elaborate more on our answer, or just...
speed round, so we'll just this or that.
Okay.
All right, okay, first okay. One is Pancit Bihon or Pancit Palabok. I pick Palabok.
Okay, Palabok as well.
All right.
Okay, and then is Amina?
Yeah.
Is that how we're doing it? Okay.
Yeah.
Next one is ube or melona ice cream. I pick ube.
I pick ube as well. Next one's going to be
two for two.
Buku pandan or halo halo. I pick halo halo.
Okay. Halo halo as well. Shit. Three for three. This is one of our best friends. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Next one. Okay. Using your hands to eat or fork and spoon combo. I choose hands.
I pick hands too, bro.
Let's go.
Oh my god. Dude, it's just so much easier, you know? Just
right?
Bruh. We right here. We locked in, bro. We gotta keep going.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. Hailee Steinfeld or Olivia Rodrigo?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo, yeah.
I tried to say it.
I was gonna say that.
Okay. Nicole Scherzinger or Vanessa Hudgens? On a count of three. One, two, three.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Let's go, baby!
All right. We'll do this last one. And then we gotta call it here.
Okay.
Okay.
It's you.
It's you? Oh, okay, you do.
Okay. Sarah Geronimo? Wait, that one?
yeah.
Or you want me to pick? Okay. Sarah Geronimo... or Yang Constantino. Ready? Three, one.
Sarah Yang Constantino. Geronimo. Whoa!
Damn it.
So close.
Damn. How come I? We almost had a perfect score.
But it was close.
Shit. That was good. That was fun.
That was a good speed round. I enjoyed that very much.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's it for us. That went by really fast.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. But
that was fun.
I'm actually really happy I wore the glasses, not gonna lie. For majority of that. I might just keep wearing the glasses because it's just every time I look at my screen, every time I'm watching it back, I'm always just looking like this.
Yeah.
With the glasses, you don't know where I'm looking. So, alrighty, guys, this has been another episode of the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast. I have been your host, Chris, aka Real Manulit, aka Manulitty, aka the leader of the Manulitty Titty Committee. You can follow me on all socials at Real Manulit. That's RealManulit. Please follow me on Twitch. Follow me on Snapchat. You can see most of my content there. Follow my specific YouTube channel as well as the Two Pinos in the Pod YouTube channel. Also on TikTok and Instagram. Follow my boy El Feezy over here. He's going to plug his stuff right now.
Yes, sir. That's right. My name is Leonard Leo, Leonidas, Lenny Sins, Leo the Firm. You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at Leo the Firm, LeoDaFirm. And catch me on Twitch at Elfeezy. Yeah, that's about it. Hope you guys had fun hanging out with us.
If you like this video format, go ahead and give us a thumbs up and a subscribe. If you want to see all of our newest content come out as soon as it comes out, go ahead and drop us a 5-star stunner rating on the Apple Podcast Network as well as the Spotify Podcast Network. And that is it.
Peace.
Okay, Anax. Bye, Anax.
See you later, cuyas and ates. I chase, I chase, I